Please join your hearts with mine in prayer. God, on this Sunday between the Christmas story and the Epiphany story, we stumble into the temple with Jesus looking for you. So open your scripture up to us this morning. Hold our lives, our hopes, our fears, and let your word meet us with comfort or challenge, whatever it is we need on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our gospel lesson I've already read to the children. It's from Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 52, and you can read along in your pew Bible on page 59 of the New Testament. Listen to the word of God. Now every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey, and then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. All who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. And then they went down with he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he was obedient to them. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. It was Passover, the yearly remembrance of God's faithfulness and the liberation of the people Israel from slavery in Egypt. And like most annual celebrations, this was a time that one naturally took stock. Their walk from Nazareth to Jerusalem was full of storytelling. Remember that time when? And it was full of hope sharing. Maybe by this time next year. Their stories centered around one theme, the theme of Passover. God was faithful. God was faithful in the past. God was faithful in the present. And God will be faithful still in the yet to come. So as we enter the story, we walk alongside Mary, Joseph, Jesus, and the whole community from Nazareth to Jerusalem, as usual, for the festival. And we, too, are invited to remember God's faithfulness. A year ago, we worshiped on New Year's Eve. We could not anticipate then the year that would unfold. This is the year of the life of our church. January was a normal month. In the life of the church, we had worship, a Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration Sunday, and the Interfaith Community Worship Service. Youth groups met, Boy Scouts gathered, senior fellowship had a movie night, senior exercise, senior breakfast, bell choir, chorale, children's choir, committee meetings, session meetings, deacons meetings, Skeets pantry, and serving at task. All was normal in the life of the church. Lent came early last year, and we gathered for Ash Wednesday on Valentine's Day. Our seminary intern Jay, whom I miss dearly, preached. We put Alleluia in the tube for a season, and we all accepted the Outreach Committee's Lenten Challenge, which was issued by B. Davison, to practice acts of kindness every day during Lent. We considered together, how have you shown kindness, and how have you been shown kindness? And we journeyed together once again to Jerusalem, once again for the Passover celebration, but this time we were headed with Jesus to the cross. The high schoolers took a mini mission trip to New York City in February, and the Lenten Bible study began, and we hosted a family fun night where the whole church turned into an amazing race course, and across generations, memories were made. And all of this on top of the normal calendar: choirs, senior breakfast, exercise and fellowship, skeets, Sunday school, and youth group. The first Sunday in March, I remember well because I almost threw up in the communion cup. And a few weeks later, I announced to you that I was pregnant. The confirmation students went on retreat to Johnsonburg, and we hid Easter eggs for the Palm Sunday Easter egg hunt. And by the last week of March, we were in Holy Week, a Maundy Thursday Tenebrae service, an open sanctuary on Good Friday with a brief but special prayer service. And Holy Saturday was that quiet day of contemplation between the cross and the resurrection. And in April, we were spring cleaning for the garage sale, and our children led children and youth worship. They challenged us to be salt and light for the world. May began with the annual adult retreat, included Confirmation Sunday, the Urban Promise International Fellows Gospel Choir Concert, Pentecost, and Strawberry Festival preparations, which was a smashing success, complete with a petting zoo and a bluegrass band. And in June, we gathered to celebrate Pat Boer's 50 years of service as the Bell Choir director, and it was a celebratory season. We transitioned to summer worship hours, seemingly on a high. But unbeknownst to many, Sessions spent the summer months in prayer, faithfully leading our congregation through a difficult season of change, even before the congregation was aware of it. I was not a part of their deliberations, but I did witness and experience firsthand their wisdom and diligence. They extended grace, and they kept Jesus Christ and the well-being of his church at the forefront of their hearts and minds as they maneuvered through a difficult situation. And through it all, God granted them clarity and courage, and they found easy cohesion amongst themselves. And meanwhile, we kept busy with two mission trips and vacation Bible school and a summer sermon series on King David. As we looked to the start of the new programmatic year, however, things started to look very different around here. Pastor Lou announced his retirement on July 29th, and he took his month of vacation in August. The familiarity and the comfort we had enjoyed January through July was suddenly gone. And as a congregation, we were looking to an uncertain fall and winter. Emotions were high, and reactions spread across a wide spectrum. Everyone had feelings and a need to express their feelings. And again, our elders stepped up and provided leadership, and God was faithful. In early August, I preached a sermon from our vacation Bible school theme, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you," from the book of Isaiah. I think as individuals and as a community, we did our best to put our faith in the God who does not forsake us, even when the waters are rough and the way is uncertain. And the waters did indeed pass when Jack Finn took us all by surprise and arrived a month early and a week before his baby shower on Labor Day. And maybe I shouldn't tell you this, but I will anyway. I said to a friend and a pastor colleague just 2 weeks before Jack Finn was born, "If this baby comes early, I'll be okay. We don't have anything ready, but we would manage. But the church, they would not be okay. Everything is so uncertain right now. We could not manage an early arrival." I'm happy to say I could not have been more wrong. You were more than okay. You were strong, resilient, and approached the uncertainty with joy and assurance. The life of the church carried on just fine. Our membership even grew. The office staff ran a smooth ship. They opened staff meetings up to more people, and communication was clearer than it had been in a long time. The worship committee lined up a wonderful array of guest preachers and managed all of the logistics of that beautifully. Deacons picked up even more pastoral care responsibilities. Joanne Petto was sent by God for such a time as this. Don Arsenault and our youth advisors and Sunday school teachers created a vibrant season for our children and youth, and they benefited so much from being in relationship with a variety of adults. Our committees continued on with meaningful programs and fellowship opportunities. Prayer shawls were knit, square dances were danced, pasta was served, movies were watched, small groups gathered, books were read, and the list goes on and on. And I watched from across the street in awe, never more happy to be wrong. There was vibrancy, laughter, and joy. There was healing and care for one another. It was the Church of Jesus Christ. And that's not to say we did not suffer some losses. It was a painful time, too. Some of our most beloved friends felt that it was time for them to move on to a new church home. And that's okay, too. They go with our love and blessing, even if also with our tears. And we mourned, too, the loss of Ina Zimmer, who for decades provided a quiet, sure comfort in a world that needs more quiet, sure comforts. She was a bright spot in the lives of so many, and her loss is felt much greater than I am sure she imagined. We were back together again for Advent. And for me, that first Sunday in Advent felt like a family reunion. It was good to be back together again. And from where I stand, it seems like that familial feeling has carried us through December. I know I am forgetting highlights of the year, and I apologize for that. Remind us all at the annual meeting in just a few weeks so that we can properly celebrate God's faithfulness together. And I probably also glossed over some of the more difficult moments, which also shouldn't be forgotten if we're going to heal and grow into an even more faithful body of Christ. I hope that you'll find my door open to share any unnamed pains as we move forward. I will listen. And when an interim pastor arrives, we will have more work to do. We have stories to tell and visions to dream and values to name and a mission to articulate. We have a future beyond our wildest imaginations waiting to be claimed. Who knows where we'll be a year from now? When I look out at you, I see seniors in high school who are so anxious about where they'll be in a year. And I see folks facing cancer diagnosis who are so anxious about where they'll be in a year. And I see a beautiful, almost nine-month-old who cannot wait to see where he will be in a year and what trouble he'll be getting into. I see so many stories and so many uncertain futures. I imagine that if we allow ourselves, we can so easily feel Mary and Joseph's panic. For 3 days, they have searched. For 3 days, they have pushed off their worst fears. For 3 days, they have lived with heightened awareness and deepened anxiety. They are exhausted when they stumble into the temple, unsure of where else to turn. Mary's question pierces the heart. Child, why have you treated us like this? Look at us. Your father and I, we have been searching with so much anxiety. Maybe you too are here with that same question as Mary. Why? Why? Mary's expectations of Jesus have been shattered. And maybe your expectations of yourselves, of others, of this church, or even of God have been shattered too. And with great pain, you ask Jesus, why? Maybe, like Mary, you longed for the blessed ordinary which has filled the last decade. I imagine Mary felt settled in the years that filled the distance between that extraordinary birth and now this extraordinary coming of age. There was certainty, and there was routine, and there was calm. And now, Jesus' strange behavior, his unexpected departure, leaves Mary feeling angry and afraid and asking, why? Jesus' answer is simple, even if confounding. Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? No one, not even Mary, fully understands who Jesus is, or what he is about, or what his mission will be, or where his life will lead him. No one, not even Mary, not surely not ourselves, know where Jesus' life will lead us. But the good news for us on this week after Christmas is that, like Mary and Joseph, our search has ended, because God is faithful. God was faithful. God is faithful. God will be faithful. Our search has ended, not in the place that we expected, but in the place that God has intended. Thanks be to God. Amen.